Prescott Cardinal Regional Championship Week continues on Wednesday as the Prescott Cardinals girls softball team comes back home for the regional championship as Prescott beat Osseo Fairchild 9-1 in their semifinal game on Monday and will now take on number 5 Greenwood Loyal, who upset GET, the number 4 seed, also on Monday. So Prescott and Greenwood Loyal will meet up for the regional championship at Biggs Fry Memorial Field at the Jackie Riley Softball Complex Wednesday at 5 right here on KDWA. Head coach Nick Johnson of the Cardinals joined KDWA Sports after their 9-1 victory over Osseo Fairchild, and he was very happy between games of the way his team performed in the first round.
No, it was a big win in our bracket. A couple of the big seeds kind of went down yesterday, so it just goes to show you that, hey, anybody can beat anybody now. So got the win, and that's all that matters. You know, I thought we were a little tense right away. I thought we weren't ourselves, but, you know, they're just kids. They're high school kids. I think, you know, first game of playoffs, to get those jitters out of the way was important for us, and moving forward, I don't think we'll have that anymore. It was great. You mentioned the crowd. Boy, it was a monster crowd for game one of the playoffs for us, and hopefully they only get bigger, and we just feel fortunate to have that much support.
It was very fun to watch pitcher Taylor Graff pitch for the Cardinals on Monday, throwing 7 strong innings of 4-hit balls, striking out 7 in the win.
They were swinging right away. They were free swinging. I mean, I think four of the first 5 or 6 pitches they put the ball in play against Taylor, and that's not easy. So we kind of knew right away, and going into it, though, they could hit a little bit, and Taylor did a great job. The biggest thing with Taylor, she's always around the plate. She's always throwing strikes and getting ahead of hitters. I think she had 1 walk yesterday, which, you know, that seems like she does every game. She has 0 or 1 walk, so she never puts herself in danger. And then obviously our defense made some plays, which we've always done. And, you know, on the negative side, we also had a couple big errors where Taylor then had to pick up our defense. So it worked both ways yesterday. We have to clean a couple things up, but overall, you know what, great showing by Taylor and our defense.
The Cardinal offense continues to do what they do, but especially in the 8-9-1 spot, setting the table for the big bumpers in the middle between the Matzik sisters and Mackenzie Wallen. The Cardinals were not messing around.
Yeah, and that's what makes us so dangerous, I think, up and down our lineup. You know, we have Izza at 9. She's just another leadoff hitter at the 9 hole, and we've been telling that all year. I mean, she potentially could be batting in a lot of teams' top of the order, but we put her at 9 because we think we don't get that extra leadoff hitter down there. And then, you know, Mac Wallen at 8, we have that opportunity to bring in Brindley and stuff like that. We think we have another leadoff hitter potentially at 8. So a lot of options, and especially if we go deep in the game where we can pinch run. I mean, we have girls on the bench that are just great base runners. You know, Addie Rabel came in pinch ran. Evelyn Seaman came in pinch ran. Brindley. So it's just so many options. We're going to use our bench every game when necessary, and we feel very fortunate to have those choices.
The Cardinals as a team offensively only struck out 1 time in the game against Osseo Fairchild on Monday. If that continues the rest of the playoffs, look out, Wisconsin.
Yeah, we've talked about that the last couple of times. I know we've talked about how that's one thing we've been stressing out. We've got to put the ball in play. You know, we've had games where we've struck out multiple times, double-digit times, and those are the games that we struggled to win or the games we've lost. So that's a big factor for us. You know, just cut down the strikeouts, put the ball in play. Because if we're putting the ball in play, we're going to hit the ball hard, and we're going to make the defense make plays. That was huge for us yesterday, and it's going to be huge for us going forward. And again, if we do that, we're going to be tough to beat. We're going to be tough to get out.
The talk around the park on Monday was playing against GET now in the regional championship game on Wednesday. But just wait. Greenwood Loyal had something to say about that, pulling the upset at GET on Monday. So now it's the Cardinals and Greenwood Loyal at Biggs Fry Memorial Field at the Jackie Riley Softball Complex Wednesday at 5 live on KDWA. Coach Johnson on the regional championship showdown.
Well, yeah, we went down to GET last Thursday to scout, and we drove down all the way to the cross, and we just kind of assumed that's who we were going to get, and that was our mistake. We assumed wrong, but we were prepared for Greenwood or GET, so we had scoring reports on both teams, but Greenwood upset them. Greenwood upset them at the 5 seed that beat the 4 seed at GET, so that's who's coming to Prescott at 5 o'clock, and we already know they're a quality opponent, and we know that they've had a good season, and we know we have to play well to beat them. Can't wait to see the crowd tomorrow. I mean, like I said yesterday, it was just awesome. You know, we just expect bigger crowds, and man, for our girls, how exciting is that?
We hope to see everybody out there at Biggs Fry Memorial Field at the Jackie Riley Softball Complex on Wednesday, but if you can't be there or if you want to tune in during the game, please do so. KDWA Sports will be there live as it happens on Wednesday. I'll have your pregame show at 4:45 with the first pitch to follow from Biggs Fry Memorial Field at 5 o'clock.